Welcome to the Snarling Men, the unofficial Silly Football Club podcast. I'm your host, the Comic Snob, and we're back after a brief hiatus with Bruce Hellboy to go over the latest up to time in Celtic Park, mostly off the field stuff. Speak to you at the end of the show. Hail, hail. Right, so after a month off, the Snarling Men are back, and I'm joined in the wonderful pod phone by Bruce Hill as usual. Hi, Bruce.
Hello.
So, but we're wondering really what we're going to talk about because the season sort of turned into a damp squib, but some interesting off-field things have happened. Would you agree with that?
Since about November.
True, right. So before we talk about the recent stuff, we'll talk about the briefly about the league games we've had since the last pod and we won the league. We've played Ross County, drew one each, played Dundee United, beat them 2-0, and on Saturday we played Motherwell in a game that was no bad, I suppose. We drew 3 each. Any quick comments on those games? Right, well, okay, that's enough about that. New on to the good stuff. So, let's talk about the brainless wonder, Lee Griffiths. So, now, according to you, I wanted us to sign him on that earlier podcast, but I don't remember saying that. So, as far as I'm concerned, it didn't happen.
Long argument
about it. We did. So, now, what's happened since the last post is he was allegedly caught on videotape and caught filmed in a pub in Edinburgh singing the wonderful ballad Rudy Scatchell was a fucking refugee. So, it's caused a whole load of problems. Our wonderful manager, St. Neil, hasn't really helped things as usual by doing an odd press conference where he says that Lee could shut up his detractors by scoring goals. It's a wee bit more than that. But there's been a clamour for him to get sacked. I'm leaning towards that. No by much, but a bit. You don't think he should get sacked, but first of all, he is a bit of an idiot, really, isn't he?
He's a dastard. I mean, he's just a stupid young boy.
Hold on. He's no young. He's in his 20s, and he's got a load of wains, so let's no say that.
I would imagine that his wains are collectively more mature than he is.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I think when you say, Lennon, when he made the statement, was it last year or 2 years ago, about the racist thing with the sacked on the spot, I think he genuinely didn't believe that any of his players were ever going to get caught in something like this, you know? Whether who the player was, he's obviously one of the people that thinks Celtic employees are morally better than everybody else.
Well, we all know that's not the case. Look who the manager is.
The Griffiths thing is that people say he should be sacked, but I don't. I can see why, because it's stupid. I mean, it's terrible, but I'm not going to lynch the boy on the evidence, should they call it that video, because, I'm yet to be 100% convinced, but enough people have said that it happened, so, it was stupid. But to lose his job at it, a wee bit much in considering the people who've got it, club it in a minute. Celtic, I would be up there with people calling for it to be sacked. The Celtic could maybe, I think, be done their morals and that a lot more. I think the people that are claiming for it to be sacked are the people that didn't want it to be here anyway in the first place. So, I think to anybody else, it's just a stupid mistake. And he's going to get out of it. But people in fact, they don't celebrate in this goal because Griffiths scored it. Is that how bad it's become that, you're not celebrating Celtic goals because players who scored them? I mean, that shows you. I think that says more about how far Celtic have fallen rather than how anything about Lee Griffiths.
I think the tweet that he sent, a guy, I think last year, saying, fuck off back to your own country, that was, I think, a lot worse than this incident in the pub.
Yeah, Well, him and John Hartson can compare when John Hartson won the trophy in a couple of weeks.
Of course. Did John Hartson, what was John Hartson's thing? He was going to get a quote unquote, he was going to get a chinky, was that it?
Just on my way to pick up a chinky for the next day.
That was it, yes. And as far as
I don't condone slavery, you know what I mean?
So. Yes, well, now, I mean, I don't want to turn that into yet another Let's Bash Neil Lennon podcast, or do I? But I mean, it doesn't look good in his management when you've got Griffiths getting into these incidents, Anthony Stokes, who's been in bother for having a fight in a pub, Forrest, who, as we know, I think he's been arrested for, was it assault or indecent exposure, one of them, or both even. And as we talked about in an earlier pod, was it against Milan, we found out on the day of the game, Forrest had been arrested and Lennon threw him into the team. Griffiths, I mean, it doesn't look good in Lennon, of course. We'll, as usual, we all get accused of sticking the boot into Lennon. I mean, it looks bad on his management.
It's his very own. We don't do walking away. You know, he's always going to be held up to that statement of him, any player's racist, you know, he gets sacked, like McCoy's, yep. We don't do walking away, and then everybody left. But, so, people are quite right to say to Lennon, you know, what's happening? Lennon himself, you know, he's more over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, look at the thing with UEFA, you know, this fuck UEFA banner for the Game Brigade or whoever it was that done it, you know, he came out and condemned it, you know, and then he's honing out the title to him, you know, and then he's coming out saying, oh, my heart sunk when I seen, but he gave them that sense of importance, you know, when he kind of vivified them, really, you know, verified them by giving them the trophy, but regards to, like, the new, it does look bad on him because he was so, you know, he was so, like, praised for his, you know, what's the word, you know, like, his kind of strict, harsh view on it, you know. Doesn't matter what player it is, whoever it is with the sack, and, you know, then you've got Stokes who just goes in, I think he just goes in karaoke bars looking for guys singing Elvis to bar, and James Forrest does what James Forrest does in nightclubs, so...
Forrest is the worst of the lot, and they get through back in the team.
That's what I would say, you know.
And a Champions League game that night. I mean, that's just stupid.
I know. You know, a racist, an Elvis, that impersonator attacker, or James Forrest. I don't know what one I would know anything about. But you know, let's be honest. You know, it's a kind of sticky wicket. You know, it's not as if we can get. Talk about them, you know, and get right into detail, but I didn't remember the clamour for Stokes or Forrest to be sacked, so...
Look, we did say that they should get dropped, especially Forrest. We did say
Forrest should never have played. That was their biggest game of the season. You know,
stupid
not just because, you know, with that, but your mind can't be in the right place either, you know, if stuff like that's flying about.
I know. Now, as you said, Lennon did... memorably say that MD guilty of racist behaviour would get sacked. But now, our old mate, Ali Moncrief, formerly of the great Celtic blog, wrote an article for the Sabotage Times website yesterday. I'd encourage people to read it, and it said that Celtic have got a cheek saying that they're more than a club, which they were always groaning about, if we still employ Griffiths. And now, see this more than a club thing? That is really stupid by Celtic. You know how that... season ticket advert that was going about on Twitter yesterday, where that be Celtic, and yet again it was the usual more than a club. Celtic are just another club. We're just another bunch of capitalist Tories, really. I mean, Ian Livingston, Conservative Lord Peel's on the board, political podcast this, we don't pay the living wage. I mean, Dermot Desmond, of course, the guy in charge, Conservative Party donator. People have not got any communists. But I mean, we can't pretend that we're anything other than just another desperate for money football team. I mean, look at all the different attempts we've made to try and get out of this league and get into England or into some Atlantic League. It's, all this stuff about more than a football club is rubbish, and I can agree with you that is hypocrisy by our fans who glory in being rebels and all that. Wanting to Griffiths sacked. So I can't really disagree with you with that. I mean, I would have suspended Griffiths until the inquiry was finished, maybe until the end of the season. But of course, that isn't Lennon's way. He throws him back into the team. First chance possible.
Well, I was actually like about myself, saying, do you know, if they do say to him, you know, just take the summer off. But because the time he comes back, you know, July, August, Champions League, you know, qualifiers, it's only going to be the real better people like me and you that remember it, you know. So, I know he scored. I had absolutely no problem celebrating on Saturday, and I know he came in and scored, and I think he's a good bastard, he's an asset to the team, but if they gave him the season off, he should have done it fair enough. He was getting pretty good at this point, like,
Hold on, you're breaking up a minute, hold on. You're back to normal now.
The Feyenoord fans, that's Celtic's latest best pal to me because of the Ajax fallout, and it's like, they sing, like, Nazi songs towards Ajax, who've got a Jewish following, and it's like, you know, send the Ajax back to Auschwitz or something. I don't know word for word, but, you know, I was arguing with somebody about this about 2 or 3 months ago, maybe before, might have been last year actually, when it started the Ajax, and somebody said, oh, it's just our rivals, you know, it's just you know, it's like, kinda, they don't really hate that, and they don't really hate Jewish people. Like, it's a bit like saying Celtic fans hate Protestants in the marbles. So Lee Griffiths is to be sacked, you know, it's hypocrisy, and if Celtic could act on their morals, I'd be like, Griffiths gets sacked, I would never problem it, but can you think Griffiths is going to be a scapegoat for these fans that are paying for blood? Because, you know, when they're away practicing, or they're, you know, isn't as you say about the, like, living wage and all that, the fans are pushing for that, you know,
You're breaking up again. You're breaking up again. Alright, back now.
You know, like, the because Celtic, when you're doing that, and you're just cringing because, you know, if that was because Rangers, we'd all be laughing at it. You know, we'd all be reading it going, oh, well, because Rangers are beat, probably, but, you know, we'd all be laughing at it. But it seems because it's Celtic, so I take my £500, you know, and freezing, fair play, and freezing the tickets again, but, you know, whatever,
they've
put in Celtic Park, they're just going to, you know, get that on up and buy it within 6 months.
They had to freeze the season tickets because, I mean, if they thought about increasing it, the sales would go down even further. In fact, as everybody knows, they'll increase the season tickets this time next year when Rangers are back.
Definitely.
Now, what about at the time? See if it had been a Rangers player that had been caught singing, like, somebody's a Fenian bastard or something. Our fans would be gone mental trying to get him sacked. We campaign after campaign, no ink.
Aye, but I think it's kind of fairly the same. The Griffiths.
I've not really seen any Rangers things, to be honest. So.
Oh, do you mean Rangers fans calling for Griffiths? Oh,
aye.
Well, I've seen a couple of. Well, I've not really. Well, you're right. There are enough people would be phoning up Clyde and that, but I've not really seen any Rangers fans myself. Like, most of the ones I know, that you know, they take not to do it. You know, they don't like him. They don't like us. And they just get at that. I think Hearts fans are a wee bit more miffed about it.
Aye, don't really blame them.
But, I mean, that's their player. But at the end of the day, you know, like, people are saying, oh, I don't read this particular blog, but I've seen a snippet the other day saying something along the lines of, Scatchell's been left in the cold, and he has my moral support in this issue. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? If you want to say we're a Scatchell, you know what I mean? He probably doesn't even know it's happened.
Who wrote that? You don't need to name the person, just say their initials.
Oh, no, because this might end up at court.
Oh, right, okay, then. We better be quiet.
I mean, I know.
It wasn't
he, don't want to end up at court.
No.
But, I mean, they come up with stuff like that. It's not, that person doesn't care about Rudy Scatchell. They just want to come across this whiter than white, you know, moral person that fights for justice. You know what I mean? They couldn't agree to who cares about Rudy Scatchell. Nobody can. You know what I mean? Rudy Scatchell's back at Neil Lennon.
Well, for that alone, for
no way, I'm like yourself, you know, and aye, but it's coming out and saying, oh, maybe just thought about poor Rudy, you know, oh, well, you do enough of that. We'll get Griffiths sacked. You won't care about Rudy because you're such a white knight for justice.
Well, it did end up last season training with us for a while, so Leyden must have been the bigger man and forgot about him getting spat at. So,
NL, he has judges.
Of course he doesn't, he doesn't.
Judges.
He doesn't go on about things that have happened in the past, ever.
No, not at all.
No, so we'll probably leave it at their own, Griffiths, because the hearing's not been been adjourned until the 22nd of May, and that's after the season finishes. So, by the time we do the end of season podcast, we'll be able to talk about it a bit more. So, the other big news just
happened. Just so you move on, Jink will be here next season.
Aye. But I'm not sure if some other people will be here next season. And that's
the same, but I think the person that might go might take Griffiths well.
Oh really? Well, we're just going to talk about that because interesting news yesterday. On a good day, a very bad news, as it was once said. Johan Mjalby's leaving the assistant manager post after four, no doubt, trying years for him with Neil Lennon. Now it's interesting because, as everybody knows, yesterday the big story was that David Moyes, who you supported, gets sacked by Manchester United, and if that. Short decision, aye. I mean, they were brilliant at the weekend. So, but that is interesting, isn't it, that it came out yesterday. I mean, if that hadn't been overshadowed by Moyes, that'd have been a much bigger deal. And so, I mean, if you look at the four that came in 4 years ago, Lennon, Thompson, the painter, and Mjalby, it's only Lennon and the painter and decorator, Parker, that's left. So what do you make of what do you make of Mjalby leaving before we pay tribute to him? Do you think it points to, I say, another person leaving in the summer?
I think the empire's starting to break, you know, crumble a wee bit. I see that Celtic are in no rush to name a number two.
I thought that was interesting myself. I was going to say that. I mean, the Champions League qualifiers start in July. That's just like under 3 months. There's no rush to appoint somebody, that's odd.
No, just, well, there's going to be one or two things. Lennon will leave, and we'll need a new backroom staff anyway. Or they'll just promote somebody.
Hold on. You're breaking up again.
Or Lennon will leave.
Aye.
And they'll need a new backroom staff anyway.
Aye.
The fans want John Kennedy. Well, that was yes, I seen, but I would rather get Stevie Frail.
And no,
does a lot good work for the 19th, and John Kennedy seems to get a lot of the credit.
No, weirdly enough, I predicted that Stevie Frail would be a future Celtic manager, but I didn't think it'd be that soon.
He could be your very own Pep Guardiola, take the youth team, but, and take Celtic.
But who I think? Aye, but I think it'll be Peter Houston that gets the job.
And you know, his name keeps appearing in my thoughts.
How unfortunate for
you. I don't think he'd be very well liked.
No, I mean, he's the chief scout. He's been an SPL manager before. He's won the Scottish Cup. No bad for managing a provincial team. And it wouldn't surprise me if Peter Houston ends up being a manager. Now, hold on a second, though. If Dundee United win the Cup and they get indications that Lennon is going to leave, do you think they'll approach McNamara? I don't know if I would know, to tell you the truth.
I think McNamara's stock, when we discussed it in November,
aye,
was so high, it looked like a shoe-in. And aye, they're in the Cup final, but defensively, they're atrocious, you know. A good team with a foot about nine, I think, the other they were good at golf. I love Greedy Jack game. Gold doesn't look like that, you know, mini Messi, which was touted for so long. You know, he's bringing him off after 60 minutes and that now.
I mean,
McNamara will get away.
It's interesting because, as we were saying, I mean, when I put on a podcast, me and our co-podcaster Stannis were going about what a good manager McNamara was, and as you say, that Cup semi-final, our great rivals Rangers feasibly could have won that game with the number of chances they had, and I think people were saying, oh, United are going to hammer them, and I mean, it didn't turn out like that, and I think I kind of see Jackie Mack getting it now, to tell you the truth, if Lennon does go in the summer.
Well, I think that?
I don't know. I think they might promote for within. I mean,
if they don't promote
for
within, won't Coyle get it? I mean, he's 41 in the
bookies. No. Another interesting thing that's happening is that we heard yesterday that Lennon's going to be a pundit in the World Cup. Now, he's putting his shell just in the short window again.
That's exactly that. I mean, I watched him on match today and he was quite good, but he got asked a bit in order to show up and he, I've got it really great where I am, but you know, you need to take these offers seriously. Nobody's offered about me yet. I think the best the day, I don't think Lennon will leave Celtic for another club. I think he'll leave and he'll be a pundit for about a year. And do you know that, like, I seen a good thing today on an internet forum about Glenn Hoddle. You know, he would like the Tottenham job just because he'd been on Sky a few times. And I think something similar really happened to Lennon on the BBC. No, he'd been on Match of the Day too.
Do you think if Norwich go down, their fixtures are catastrophic, really? They're just right there at the relegation zone in the Premier. Their chief executive, David McNally, I think his name is, used to work at Celtic. Do you think if they go down, they'll approach Lennon?
It's a match made in heaven. I mean, definitely. No, I just think it would really work because people might not like this, but Norwich, Celtic are a bigger club than Norwich, right? But it's a similar job for Lennon, you know? It's sign these young kids, sell them on, he'll probably get double the price if he gets, you know. Imagine he signed to it with Wanyama, you know, for Norwich. They'd be talking 20 million, you know? Aye. For each of them, so it's obviously it's a better job, a better paid, it's a better league, you know, more exposure, and say they go down, you know, he's in the championship, I think Cooper scores goals in the championship to get them back up there.
I agree.
They keep them, they've got a player that will fire them back up. As much as I'd be happy to see Lennon go because I'm not his biggest fan, but he would have kicked the balls if he left for a championship.
Well, I don't know if it would be really because well, I mean.
It would indicate the poor feeling that he's in it for himself, and, you know, first, because like Norris, he's not been offered a job yet. If he did, he'd been away. That's clear, you know, we know that. But he's not. He's really good at a blow with Everton. Because he was 45 on, like, remember, he went, you know, and you thought, God, this is really happening. And then, you know, and then, like, 2 days later, oh, no, we don't want him, we want Martinez. And I think his ego took a wee bit of a blow. Because he, like, pre-season conferences and that last year, he seemed a wee bit more, you know, oh, this year's just about the Champions League. I think that was the big push, left into the Champions League and gave me a platform again. But, as you said, you know, the Champions League is a disaster, so... He's funny, I think he's now he's getting to that stage where knowing they get through last year, he's thinking to himself, I'm going to have my pick, a 4 or 5 jobs here. And now he's, you say, he might go to Norwich and say, first team we offer him, he's away. You know, because his stock isn't that high anymore. So he might be like, oh, I'm away, definitely. Because you need to, if you're a manager, you need to, you know, when your stock's high, look at Lambert. You know, Norwich, he was great with them, went to Villa. People are saying, why is he going to Villa? You know, Norwich are kind of on the up. And then, you know, we'll look at them, you know, Villa are just begging to be relegated. And Lambert's not the great manager anymore. You know, I would have killed for Paul Lambert to manage Celtic when Mowbray left. Now I wouldn't have him near this place.
No, so it'll be interesting to see what happens with Lennon. I mean, I'm definitely getting the feeling again they might leave in the summer.
I think he'll go. In my heart of hearts, he'll go. I just think that...
I think this is the best.
This is fourth year?
Fourth full season, this is,
So he's been here 4 years. His own words, Celtic managers don't really do more 5 years. He could have another crack at a Champions League.
But then, see if he fails in the Champions League game, I don't think any team will come in for him. If we have another Champions League campaign this year's, no team will come for him. His stock was at its highest after we beat Barcelona, as you might remember. I mean, and we got to the last 16. This year's Champions League, scraping to get to it against terrible mob for Karagandy. Of course, after that, Lennon took the huff with everybody about how he didn't get enough credit and blah, blah, blah. The actual Champions League campaign was a joke, really. one win we had deflected going apparently, and the Ajax and Milan at home and Barcelona away performances were dire. The first couple were alright, but we never looked like scoring. So, and like the cups this year, we've already spoke about them in depth. So, I mean, I think the time is right. We're not saying, please go, Neil. But I think it'll be for the best. Okay. I was trying to be nice. But I think it'll be for the best for him and the club to start afresh. Now, we've talked enough about Neil. Let's have a brief tribute to Johan Mialbi, who, well, he did a good job, and he was a great player for us. But I think he wants to go and manage back in Sweden now. So, we can't really say anything bad about him. He was a good guy.
Oh, he's a decent guy, you know, he was a great player for us, and not a lot of people remember, but when he played for us, he took the injections in his knee.
He did?
You know, so he could play for us in a couple of big games, I think, it was a year after, so he took two to play the Champions League, and, you know, you need to give him that. He was always, you know, he never shied away, he was always a good player, came back, looked a lot younger when he came back as an assistant than he ever did as a fit. I think he's going to manage Stockholm, is it?
I think it is the IK Stockholm, aye.
You know, if you know, I mean, that's like, you know, that would be like Lennon being his assistant at Stockholm, leaving to come to Celtic, you know, so you need to wish him the best of luck. I would love it, but if he ended up in England, if he ended up with like, something in the Championship, I think Lennon would get a huge nut.
Oh, he'd go, be so jealous.
You know, it's been 4 years, and he's not been like a Peter Grant or a Mark Venus that's just sat there and took a down. But he's not been a Gary Bendry either, so you need to give him his, you know, he's kind of been a decent assistant, you know, he don't really know what an assistant manager's job is, to be honest, but seems to have done a good job, and Lennon trusts him, but I think, as well, somebody, I just seen a point, it was about a year ago, when we were kind of struggling, is it a good thing that Lennon appointed all his pals, you know, is it a good thing that all his pals are there, when you, like, because with the whole coaching staff that had virtually no experience, John Park was the most experienced member, which shows you how bad it was. Obviously now they've all got a few years, but maybe it's Lennon's got to look elsewhere. Maybe Peter Newston, you know, you got experience, I wouldn't like it, but you know, maybe it'll be forced to bring in something they're experienced.
Aye, it'll be interesting to see what happens next, but I mean, I don't know, maybe it'll be, by the time we do the end of season podcast, the next one, it'll be a new manager, new everything, so I'm going to wait and see. Right, so next thing to talk about, and we'll not be long because my phone battery is no long. The PFA Player of the Year nominations were announced. It was three Celtic players, Virgil van Dijk, Fraser Forster and Chris Commons, and ex-Rangers megastar, and probably future Rangers megastar, Kelly's Chris Boyd. And I think we'd all agreed that Commons is going to win. I would vote for Boyd, of course, but I think we all think that Commons is going to win it.
I like Commons, but to me, Van Dijk's just, he's the best football player, not just defender, he's the best football player in Scotland by a country mile, and he's dealt with almost nearly everyone he played. Let's not forget, Forster gets the credit, but him and Ambrose both played nice clean sheets as well, and we only conceded our goals after he got sent off at Aberdeen.
I'd actually vote for Forster, because that clean sheet record, which of course we bummed up as the greatest thing ever, actually was a great achievement. And I know it's only the SPL, but Forster performed well in Europe this season, and Van Dijk and Commons especially didn't perform at all in Europe. So overall, I think...
I agree with that, but I think I'd get to Van Dijk. I just like him, I think he's a great player.
Well, Stannis will not agree with that tomorrow when he's when I speak to him. He doesn't like Van Dijk, of course. Forster, I think, has been our best player. I think Commons will end up winning it because he's scored so many goals. But I mean,
Commons will win it myself, but I do.
When Commons tails off, though, he tails off badly.
Yep.
He's not involved. And in Europe, I know I know we're only meant to base it in Premier League, but as I said, in Europe, Van Dijk wasn't great, but Commons was absolutely terrible. In fact, I'm hoping that Commons is dropped for getting the Champions League next season, but we'll talk about that next season.
I read about Leicester wanting them for the Premier League team.
And of course he used to play for Leicester. Yes, our beloved Neil.
You can have them if you want us.
Of course, I've seen that.
I would be objective, Collins left. I don't really see the hype.
He's been a good goal scorer, but I mean, he's good. He shoots far too often. And in Europe, he's just no go at it at all. But then, who have we got that's good in Europe? Foster, I suppose.
Well, I think the team played quite well in Europe.
Hold on. You were bringing up again, but I think Foster was our best player in Europe. That.
I've talked about Foster in Europe. He looks like the only one that's at home.
Aye. I mean, by far, I'd say. So, I mean.
I think, like, Van Dijk can get better. You know, Collins just looks so far out of his depth in Europe. Like, even against Ajax, who are only a good team, Collins is abysmal.
That's what I say it all about us, isn't it? Ajax are only a good team, and Amsterdam Arena, they embarrassed us 1-0, really.
Or something.
And the cup final have a crappy team.
Aye, the first ever trophy.
Yeah, they're going to win the league. They're going to win the league, but of course cups don't matter. Now, no really many transfer rumours about the new. I suppose things are well. Nick Powell, I think the guy's called it, plays for Wigan on loan through Manchester United. He was linked, but I mean I can't see that happening. New, the whoever the new Man U manager is, I'll want to have a look at him. So put that in the back burner.
Odd grass is the only one I've heard.
I can't see
but
it.
I think he's on about 40 grand a week or something.
I don't know if he's on that much, but I can't see it happening, really. We want too much money. I heard Armstrong for Dungeon United were interested in, who's a good player.
But we'd pick that on my list.
I know, but we'd probably play him, I don't know, in some strange role behind Charlie. Because Charlie can't get
left
that.
Left back. I
bet
Charlie go forward.
he can be left back and not allowed to rampage forward. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see who leaves as well in the summer because, I mean, I think we all know that Foster's going to leave. Lenny was talking about it, like, Foster will leave. I kind of see Van Dijk leaving because if he plays well in the Champions League, I think he might leave in January. But, I mean, I kind of see him leaving in the summer because he's still going out to prove in the Champions League, really. Wanyama and Hooper played well that's in the Champions League. That's why they get sold.
We agreed last year that Foster was kind of, this is his last year, you know,
kind of
1 million year, but I think he'll go. Kaya, I'll probably leave.
Aye, Samaras, please God.
When he fell into a shot one day, he'll go.
Surely Sammy.
Aye, he's going to go. Although I did hear he's got to sign a contract, which hasn't materialised, but.
I just can't see him staying. It'd be near use to MD.
We'll sign somebody for that. Israeli
agent.
Oh,
aye, we always the aye. Aye.
Some, like a left back or something.
Won't they get another striker?
We do need another striker. We need a Commons. We need a better player with the Commons role.
I mean, we need another striker because, like, we've no got a Sam. We won't have a Sammy type player now. Well, I don't think Tony Watt will play for Celtic again. Don't care him. We'll have Griffiths, who's unproven at this level, and doesn't like to play up front his cell. We've got Stokes, who's crap at the Champions League level. And, is there anybody I've missed out? Oh, Pookie, no comment.
Baldy will be going on loan.
You've got to think that Burrichter's not got much of a future. Burrichter. Eh? Burrichter's injured as usual.
Maybe Baldy. But one of these players is
going to
be like, come on next year.
I think
he might be
director. I don't think he'll be here. I mean, it was a strange signing in the first place.
I mean,
I don't know how much we spent. I don't think it was 3 million or whatever, like it was quoted. I mean, it wasn't even like a panic buy because we bought him in the summer. We all know that Pookie was a panic buy. We bought him when we were doing a podcast right after the Champions League.
Deadline day,
so I mean, we knew he'd be. We knew. I asked a German football expert, if he'd be any good, and he says no. And I thought, oh, shit. And then
I spoke to a Finnish football expert, and he said he was going to be good. Celtic fans are going to love him.
Well, your man Baldy has done no bad, but I mean, you'll never get a look in.
I just think that somebody's going to have a kill Nelson season next year, and I think it might be the director.
Maybe we play with wingers, we always end up getting overrun. I mean, look at the set of the game against Aberdeen. And Brichter is a winger, so I mean.
What about Beaton here? Oh, he's injured, okay.
He's injured, aye. He's had a good season when he's played, but I mean, he gets sent off in the Champions League. That sort of killed the season for him. Denny's been injured a couple of times. He was dropped ridiculously for the Aberdeen game. If he'd played, would have won, I think. So, I mean, I think he's got a good future with his, but I mean, I don't know. It's hard to tell. Even like Johansson, I know you like Johansson and he's tidy and he scored a couple of goals, but I mean, it's hard.
I just noticed something.
What?
About Johansson, just as you moved on to him.
Aye.
I know Aberdeen game in the cup, which is like one of his kind of first games, but Motherwell on Saturday, see me dash out again. He's actually anonymous for 90 minutes, and I think he's a great player, I think he's going to be a really good player, but you can't dash out games like that. You know, I tend to check 4 or 5 times that he's actually playing on Saturday. But I think he's still a good player, I think, maybe just because of Norrie,
It's hard to know what actual positions going to be playing in either, I mean.
Well, I would have had Brown and Beaton in the middle of the park next year, but we know that'll not happen.
No, that'll not happen.
If the blessed one's still here.
No, shit, aye, well, McGreal's still be playing, of course. I mean, I don't know, really, it's hard to tell what we're going to do about new signings, because we don't know if Lennon's still going to be there.
This is the only one that had a rolling contract.
Aye,
That means every day
is
a year contract. Oh God, how beautiful!
not every day. At the end of whatever year.
I know, but technically, every time he wakes up in the morning, he's got a year left in his contract, which makes it hard for me to bear.
Well, I mean, I seen a guy who's saying Twitter the other day, congratulations to Neil Lennon, the next Leicester manager, when he joins in December. When Leicester...
Was it Milan Mandrić, by any chance?
If only it was. But I mean... another wee quick thing. Has Hartson and Petrov are coming to give us a league trophy in a couple of weeks' time. And it's a bit of a strange coincidence that both of them have both been ill and they're both here to give us a trophy. Call me a cynic. But, I don't know, I'd rather get somebody like Paul McStay.
I know Petrov's brill, but we managed a smile this time.
And as we know, John Hartson hated because he says that Celtic fans were scum, etc. After the...
And he tweeted his racist.
And famous Dundee riot. And of course, don't forget his racist tweets. His racist tweets as well, aye. So, I mean...
That's a ball bag, man. This is going to be the most cringiest thing since... Oh God, the last thing Celtic done, you know, he's gonna shoot it because Celtic 10 on his part or something.
Maybe hopefully the end of the English league season will kick off at the same time as the trophy presentation.
I actually hope it's a final day decider and John Hartson's got to be somewhere else.
He's got to beat Cardiff in case they get relegated or something, or Swansea.
Hopefully, but that's the thing with Celtic though, they know, but you know. They're not stupid, you know. They're stupid, but they're not stupid in the way they look at Twitter. And Petrov would be a popular choice, obviously. But he's had his day. I don't mean to be, you know, cynical, but...
You cruel bastard.
Petrov's had 60,000 at Celtic Park.
Why don't we get John Terry today? He's a right good team.
He might be picking up the Champions League that weekend.
I think it's the week after. He's a right good team, and he's injured until the Champions League. He's out for the rest of the season, so... I think it'd be...
Right. Up last night.
He got off injured, aye, he rolled his ankle, he's out until the Chelsea podcast time. The only game he can play, I think, if he's back in time, is the Champions League final, so John Terry's right good time. he'd be ideal to present the trophy.
But as you say, McStay would be a great choice, or somebody for the Storm 10 in a row.
Or even somebody like John Clark, the kit man who I heard is going to be retired. He's retiring, aye. That'd be ideal for him.
I heard that myself, aye. That would be a great tribute.
Like, the old...
Pretty
like, he's the only link. He's the only link to the Lisbon Lions, the greatest team in the world, who were always melting from like publicity and all that. They're taking them to the Champions League final for some strange reason. So I think. Well, I suppose they are the greatest team in Celtic's history, apart from Neil Lennon's Barcelona Beaters.
Barcelona
Beaters. So I think John Clark would be good, but I mean, I don't know. It's weird.
Other people. I mean, perhaps Pentos had these platform targeted, and I always would have liked to see him, see what he's going well in that. But I'd rather see him stay, or maybe Larson, or Craig Burley stop being. I think somebody to stop the 10-0. I mean, there's Cadet. Cadet needs money. I know he doesn't stop 10-0, but Andy Tom.
Pierre. Pierre, fuck the homeless of Van Hooydonk. imagine if Twitter was about then.
He could just come in with money, slides into the stadium.
Imagine if Twitter was about in the 80s. My God.
I know, but surely he would just come on it and tweet on all right, now he's done that about Celtic. Sure, who's it? Justy? The writer? Apparently it's his agent or something? Or his scout or something daft like that.
Says it's Celtic. Oh, he is. Van Hooydonk's his agent,
aye. A lot of tweets last Saturday for some obscure reason.
I think Van Hooydonk's his agent, aye.
It must be. I mean, Van Hooydonk, not a Fowler. Got to be Fowler.
Oh, well, there you go. He
can get your league.
He'd give him some advice. Fellow fascist.
Then he'd tell Lennon how to manage a middle to bottom Premier League.
Aye.
For 6 weeks.
Aye. Oh my God, I know. Well, so it's like strange time to know, because I mean, at least this time last year we had the cup final. This year we've got no meaningful league games left. Oh no, we might get 100 points. So.
We've not got a meaningful league game until August 2015.
True. So I mean, it's strange times now, but I mean, maybe by the time we did the end of season special next month, well, I don't know. Could be interesting to see what's happening. Something big will happen by then, I predict.
When is the end of the season?
When's
our last game? 13th or
something? Something like that, aye. The 11th, I think.
So we'll do
the next podcast after that. Of course, no doubt we'll have Neil Lennon's end of season speech to talk about. Maybe he'll say something like, I'm here for 10 in a row. I think if that happened, I'd probably just cry.
He'll probably be saying, I'll just be, here we go, 10 in a row.
He'll just walk over to the Green Brigade and lay the trophy down and leave again.
That's a good half asking, bud.
Right, so, thanks for coming on, Bruce. I think next on the podcast, maybe we'll have Stannis. But that'll be from the genius of my editing. So, thanks for coming on.
It'd be good to hear his radical views.
I think he wants to talk about David Moyes as well, strangely enough. So, we'll tie it into Celtic.
I know he's going to get a chance to come back at him.
Well, you're here. And he did used to play for Celtic, of course. Tell us why you think that David Moyes should have been kept on, briefly.
Because I don't think he's a right man for the job to start with, just before I get on. But you can't have somebody there 26 years and then bag the next guy after 10 months, considering this last person that was there for 26 years left Man United in such a state. Aye, they won the league, but it's like they were always, you know, people seem to remember them as great champions now, but last year everybody was slating them. His biggest problem was not getting rid of gigs. Because he was never in any danger of losing his job until the news about Giggs, him and Giggs falling out came out. People slating for signing for Lani, but Chelsea and Arsenal and Man City, they all wanted for Lani, and he went to Man United. Should have signed a new back four, but Chinky would have done this summer. And the only person that can stop Man United 3 years of obscurity is Jurgen Klopp or Neil Lennon. I've not even
And Klopp won't get the job because he won't break his contract.
Klopp will not go because he's in a better situation.
I think
Max Allegri would do a great
job as well. I think Spurs are held, so I think it'll be Louis van Gaal that goes to Man United. So,
Time's came and gone about 10
years. It has. So, no doubt Neil Lennon will be talking about him in the World Cup BBC studio. Comparing his Celtic to van Gaal.
Well, Walter Smith,
He did indeed. He did indeed. So, well, that's enough about David Moyes. I mean, maybe one day he'll be back at Celtic Park in the managerial hot seat.
Martin McKay came up for a game. Do you think
Moyes will do it? Hey, we're there on Saturday. We've got
nothing else to do
anyway. Just gardening. Oh, actually, Sunday we're playing this weekend. For Ness, it was 3 o'clock. Perfect timing. At the same time as the English League decider. So, God knows what the attendance will be like.
Well, we could all get in last then. Still
made a
game.
That's true.
It's about time as Catholics listen to.
It's about time what?
As Catholics will listen to Hot Girl Kickass.
I know, it's at 3 o'clock on Sunday, so...
No,
it's
not. Hot Girl Kickass, you need to run up the road to Mass. Get still back for a chat with the priest.
Oh, I think that when we get the league trophy, it's going to be 12:15 on the Sunday, which is an outrage.
Well, is it not the last day anyway?
I think it still finishes before the English stuff starts.
So, I mean, that'll be good because we'll get to see Liverpool lift the trophy.
Our brothers?
Everybody's second game now.
Aye, our brothers in grief. Actually, I don't mind Liverpool, I take that back. Right, so...
I don't mind them either, God bless them.
Aye, good bunch of lads. So, that's the end of this segment. We'll probably have another segment with Stannis next by the genius of my editing. So, thanks for coming on, Bruce. We'll talk again at the end of season special. And, of course, hail, hail. Sorry, you broke up. You'll need to say hail, hail again.
Hail, hail.
Cheers, Bruce. Right, I hope you enjoyed that. Sadly, our good comrade Stannis was unable to come on the show, as I promised, due to technical difficulties. But he'll be back for the end of season extravaganza in a couple of weeks, where we'll maybe discuss our exciting new venture. Ooh. Follow us on Twitter, @TheSnarlingMen. Speech in a couple of weeks. Hail, hail.